This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During a news conference, U.S. Attorney General William Barr announced that four members of the Chinese military have been charged with breaking into the networks of the Equifax credit reporting agency.
The hackers obtained the names, birth dates, and social security numbers of nearly 150 million Americans and the driver's licenses of at least 10 million Americans.
The four are also accused of stealing trade secrets, including database designs. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch says that some might wonder what good it does to indict hackers that are beyond the reach of the U.S. government.
You think, well, there goes my credit card number, my Social Security number, my bank account information, and you sign up for another year of free credit card monitoring information. We cannot think like that in this country. American businesses cannot be complacent about protecting their data.
And none of the four have been arrested, although they have been identified. The number of deaths from a coronavirus outbreak in China has topped 1,000.
Britain declared the virus a serious and imminent threat to public health after reporting four new cases on Monday, bringing the number of confirmed British cases to 8. Health Minister Matt Hancock's declaration gives the government more power to isolate people to keep the virus from spreading. The center of the outbreak is China's Hubei province, where millions remain under lockdown and people are complaining of food shortages. China's central bank is making $43 billion available to help businesses involved in fighting the epidemic. Health experts say the spread may ease in warm weather when people get out of doors and are not in such close contact with each other. But this is a new strain of coronavirus, and some of the experts believe it is too soon to say if spring and summer will kill it off. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. Some Democratic lawmakers are already rejecting the Trump administration's budget proposals, which have significant cuts to aid to foreign countries. VOA's Steve Herman.
U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is proposing a steep 21% cut in aid the United States provides to foreign countries, with a budget request of $44.1 billion for such programs, compared with $55.7 billion enacted in fiscal 2020. The acting director of the Office of Management and Budget at the White House, Russ Vogt, says it's time for the United States to rethink how it does foreign aid. The president's budget needs to be approved by lawmakers. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Elliot Engel, tweeted a photo of a trash receptacle, indicating the expected destination for the spending proposals when they arrive on Capitol Hill. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
U.S. Democratic presidential contenders will await another round of voting in the nomination process, this time in the state of New Hampshire this Tuesday. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren said at a campaign event in Rochester, New Hampshire, that it's time to fight back against corruption.
This is no time for small ideas. This is no time to nibble around the edges of our big problems. This is the time to see a problem, attack it head on. This is the time for big structural change.
Meanwhile, in his own campaign appearance in New Hampshire, U.S. President Trump told his supporters that he has absolutely delivered on his campaign promises.
While the extreme left has been wasting America's time with this vile hoax, we've been killing terrorists, creating jobs, raising wages, enacting fair trade deals, securing our borders, and lifting up citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed.
The voting will begin on Tuesday morning, and hopefully the vote will be finalized sometime in the evening. A Russian court has handed down sentences ranging from 6 to 18 years to a group of young leftist activists accused of running an underground anarchist terrorist network. The latest chapter in a controversial case marred by allegations that evidence was fabricated or gained through torture by the country's federal security sources. According to Monday's ruling handed down in the regional city of Penza, the seven defendants found, most of them in their 20s, were planning terrorist attacks amid the 2018 presidential elections and World Cup as part of a group called the Network or SET in Russian. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.